Good morning, everybody. Well, that gospel passage that I just read from Matthew will certainly make you think, does it not? I think it does. Kind of reminds me a little bit. Years ago, I happened to be on a retreat with about 35 other men, and it was one of these retreats that took about 3 days, and the retreat master came out to all of us. We were sitting in this chapel. And he said, good evening to all of you, since it started that time of the night. And his very first words to us was this: who here have made the decision that they want to go to heaven? Those were his first words to us. And you know what? I sat in the back of the room and nobody flinched. Nobody looked to the left or the right. They just pondered at that question that retreat master asked. And then he said to us, he says, you know, gentlemen, you have a choice. And he says, we're going to be talking about those choices the next 3 days as we pray and look into God's word. And as I reflected upon that, looking at these readings that we have today, it kind of reminded me that we do have choices in life. In fact, many choices. In fact, it struck me, I wonder really how many choices we as adults make in our daily journey. So I looked it up and I was surprised. In fact, I couldn't believe how many choices the average person makes on a daily basis. Now, I made this comment at the 4:30 yesterday at the 8 o'clock. I'll make it again here this morning at the 10. We make, as adults, on a regular basis, 35,000 choices per day. How many of you believe that? You know, at the 4:30 Mass yesterday, there was a gentleman sitting in the back. He raised his hand. Later on, he came up to me after Mass. He says, Deacon Mike, the reason I believe that is, he says, I saw that article. And it's true. It's true. We make 35,000 choices per day. That's hard to believe, but you know, we get up and sometimes we do this, our mind and our brain is just working automatic. We get out of bed in the morning, we're walking to the bathroom, we know just where to walk, but at the same time, we're looking to make sure there's nothing in the way. And when we're driving our car, we're looking down the road, but we're looking at all these different mirrors, making sure there's no one to the left, no one to the right, and we're doing all these things. These are all choices we make, and we do these things subconsciously. But there are choices we make in our lives that are not done subconsciously. We make them deliberately. And what God is telling us today is to make choices in our lives that count, that have an eternal effect through our lives. And it is so prevalent, it comes out in our readings today. In fact, if I was to throw our readings today and throw 4 words out there, the word choice comes to mind, laws come to mind, spirit and the wisdom of God all come in the mind in these readings today. So let's take a moment and listen to God and let's see where we can pick those words out so we too can clarify and get a better idea how we can make better choices in our lives. Let's take a look at that reading from the book of Sirach. God is very direct with us here this morning. He says, if you choose, you can keep the commandments. You can choose, he said. He goes on to say, they will save you. If you trust in God, you shall live. It can't be any more clear than that. Those are choices that we make on a daily life. And God is telling us, if you choose and you trust in me, you shall live. That's very direct. He also goes on to say that we can choose between fire and water. We've all done that in our lives. And more importantly, he says, you can choose between life and death and good and evil. And he goes on to say, whichever we choose shall be given to us. Think about that. Jesus Christ chose to go to the cross to save us from all of our sins. He did this out of obedience to his Father. Jesus Christ has given us grace by faith. We're called to trust in him. Now he's giving us that choice to trust in him so we can spend eternal life with him. Getting back to that retreat master when he asked us this question, how right he was. Have we made that decision? Have we made that choice? Have we, at St. Francis Gabrini, in our own daily journeys, made that choice to follow his guidelines, his laws? Allow that spirit to work within us so we too can make the right choices in life. Go to the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. You know, here we get a little bit of a lesson that took place prior to listening to Jesus Christ speak in our gospel. Paul gives us a great example. He's talking about wisdom here. Father Justin talked about wisdom 2 weeks ago as we got into the Sermon on the Mount, the beginning of that Sermon on the Mount, and that's where we are here today. But Father Justin talked about the wisdom and how we're called to follow Christ. Paul takes it to another level here today. Paul says, we speak a wisdom to those who are mature. Are we mature in our faith? Are we getting more mature in our faith? Not a wisdom of this age, because the age that we're living in today is not talking about the wisdom of God so much. We're not promoting it enough. We all know that's taking place. Nor are the rulers of this age, who are with us, they're kind of passing away too. They're not following the guidelines. We're making more laws today that don't reflect God's commandments than ever before. We can see that in our daily life. But then Paul says this, rather, we speak of God's wisdom, who is mysterious and who is hidden. And that's for us to discern, and that's for us to look into our own hearts and allow that to take precedent in our lives today. And then Paul reminds us about those scribes and those Pharisees who took Jesus to the cross, who crucified him. Because what does Paul tell us today? He says, for it was those that had Jesus Christ crucified. Why? Because they didn't know him. They didn't take the right choices in life to listen to his words and what he was preaching. They were all set on their own laws, their own 613 precepts, and beyond that, thousands of guidelines and rules that they created that they thought was so important. And Jesus was looking at them right straight, directly to them, saying, that's not important at all. I have given you the commandments, and what follows in your heart and how you react to those in your heart and how you can basically glorify those commandments in my name, knowing that in your heart you don't want to break them. That's what God is asking us to do. That's the choice he's asking us to live our lives. And are we there? Are we there? That's what God is asking us to look at today. You know, and then Paul takes it to this next level. He actually goes back to the prophet Isaiah. Chapter 64, verse 4. You've heard these words before. In fact, we've sung them here at this church. What eyes has not seen and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him. What God is asking us to do here is we hear things and see things all the time, and we make choices by those. But we need to be more informed on God's word and see God in our lives and see God in others. That's what God is asking us to do, so that that can enter into our human hearts, so that we too can be better Christians, better brothers and sisters in Christ. Because God has prepared something for us that we can't even imagine. That's the eternal heaven, eternal kingdom that he promises all of us. In other words, the best way for me to describe that is make room for God. Four simple words. Make room for God in our daily journey and life. Allow that Spirit of God to take over, to take charge, so that we can make the right choices in our lives, so that we can do his will and give God the glory he always asks for from us. And then we go to our gospel. Jesus couldn't be any more direct. In the first verse of our gospel today, what does he say? He says, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. That's something for us to really, really swallow deep into our own souls and minds, to really allow that to nurture what is Jesus saying here. Well, Jesus is reminding us here today that what he said when he spoke and gave those words to Moses, those God's Ten Commandments, when he inspired the prophets in every word that you will read in the Old Testament and the wisdom books of the Old Testament. What Jesus is telling his disciples that day on the Sermon on the Mount, speaking to them and all those who are following us and us 2,000 years later, what he's telling us is every word that I said, the smallest letter, even the smallest part of the letter that he said in our gospel today, that is not going to change. Those laws are going to stay put because God, meaning God, I have inspired all those to share those thoughts, to share those words. I have come now here on earth, the word that became flesh, to fulfill everything I said. You can take the Old Testament, every word in that Old Testament points to Christ. When you take the time and you look verse after verse and you think that this is Christ speaking to me, that's Christ preparing his way when he came to this earth. And he was there, basically right there to remind them that's who he is. And of course, we hear the rest of the gospel. He reminds us how we're called to live. But he also reminds us that there is an outward way to live and there is an inward way to live. And the inward way to live is the way that Jesus Christ measures us, and that's our heart. Are we taking his word? Are we taking his Ten Commandments that he's given us? His laws, not the man-made laws, although we got to follow them, don't get me wrong. But God is looking at us, how are we going to live our lives to fulfill in our life the laws and the guidelines that he has given us? That's what God's asking us to do. Remember that story in Matthew 19, the rich man? There was this rich man that goes up to Jesus and he says, Jesus, how can I inherit eternal life? And Jesus looked at him, he says, well, he said, what you need to do is you need to be reborn. And then the man goes out to say, he says, well, look, I have kept the commandments. I have not killed, I have not murdered, I have not stolen. And he shared three more. And Jesus looked at him and he said, yes, you're right, you have. You have. But I'm going to tell you one other thing you need to do. You are so rich, you've got all this wealth. He says, I want you to sell everything you have, give it away, and then come follow me. Do you remember what that man did? He walked away sad. He walked away sad because he didn't want to give up all of his riches, everything that he thought was important. In other words, his riches became his God. Inwardly, he was not listening to God. Inwardly, he was not taking the word of God and allowing it to take root inside of his heart and his soul. We don't know, scripturally speaking, whatever happened to that rich man, but I'm sure as that man walked away, Jesus said some prayers for him, and he says, I hope someday you see that you too will make the right choices in your life and come follow me. All that man had to do was be more generous and give more of it away, and probably God would have blessed him with more riches because he was giving what he had away for the love and service of all God's children. And those are the right choices. No matter what gifts and talents we have, God is asking us to share them. I simply close by saying this. Let us today make room for God in our own hearts. Let us make room so we can make the right choices in our own lives. Because the right choices that we can make will bring us to the eternal kingdom when we put our faith and trust in God. And as that retreat master ended his retreat with us those 3 days, these were his words. He says, choose Christ, and if you believe in him, you have everything. He couldn't be more correct. We say this all through Christ our Lord. Amen.